Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, friends, and listen, welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. Please let me know if you can't hear me because I think I've knocked out some wires here in the studio. No, I think everything's connected. Never mind. Everything's all good. Hey, tonight we're going to have Hagatha Crispy, mystery author who, she's wild. You might have met her here before. And also Kenya Colbert, my friend, and who is she's a life coach, but she's also the host of a couple of podcasts. One is Everything Relationships with Kenya Colbert, and the other one Through the Looking Glass. And so, and we have some more fun people that will be showing up here in the Genie's Bottle that is known as Madame Perry Salon. Now, first of all, though, I don't know, that music gets me rocking. I want to play just a little bit more music. But first, let me tell you what the topic is tonight. Now, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about Hagatha Crispy's books, Holidays at Home, or Murder's a Drag Mystery, and The Ghost Lights Out, and also Kenya and about her Everything Relationship show. But I'm also going to discuss social media. You know, I was trying to come up with something a little bit different, a topic, and I'm looking all over and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, what am I doing now? Right now I'm on Twitter and I've got Pinterest going and stuff like that. And why am I searching there when what I'm searching for is in front of me, social media? Do you love it? Do you hate it? We can't get away from it. And yet so many, you know, it can be a time, it can be like the rabbit hole, the time suck, whatever you want to call it. And it can also be good. I mean, I have booked, as some of you know, I'm an entertainment publicist with my own firm, Lone Wolf Communications. And sometimes I've been able to get some great things for clients via social media. On Twitter, I've been able to find venues to have clients have event and other local businesses near that venue to pitch in and help at sometimes little or no money. And, of course, you know, we always believe in reciprocity and doing things for them as well. And then again, I've also used social media to connect with people to get my guests booked on television shows on major networks. So it can be good. And then there's the times when it kind of grows on. Seems like everybody's fussing and fighting on there. And not my people. My people are much cooler than that. But a lot of people, I mean, I do believe in a good, healthy discourse and discussion. Not just the kind of, you're stupid. But, yeah, well, what about this? Have you considered this? Did you know about this? Well, let me tell you. Tonight we're going to discuss social media. And Hagatha Crispy is going to be calling in later, and, as I said, and Kenya Colbert and some other fun folks. And if you want to call in, make a comment to a guest, make a question or a comment to anyone on the show, or you have something to say or to join us, please do. The number is 646. That's 646. 716-9922, and it is toll free in the U.S. So right now, though, I think I'm going to play a song by a friend of mine, and the song is East Side Story. It's by Cheetah Chrome, who you may know from the Dead Boys, and he's playing again. He's on tour right now, actually. So Cheetah Chrome and East Side Story.
Crimes, it's making it bright. There's better off not. The
Cheetah Chrome, Dead Boys, Batals, and he's just phenomenal. Oh, Batusis. The other band is called Batusis. I'm sorry. Anyway, love that guy and love his music. He's fantastic. He's on tour now, so go find his website, check him out, see him live. Now, Hagatha Crispy is still not here. She could be investigating another drag queen murder. I have no idea. Something for a little research for her next book. Maybe she's just trying to get them to teach her how to wear those real high platform heels. In the meantime, I'm trying to give my little extortionist corgis a treat so they can leave us alone to work for a while. Hey, you know what, though? We were talking about social media, and I guess pretty much everyone is on Facebook now. I mean, I think it started, they tell me it started as a way for single people, college kids, whatever, to hook up. And then it's gotten into the mainstream. People keep up with friends. They connect with people, find people they've been looking for a while, or just keep up with their friends going on. And you know it's changed when you ride down the road and you see the tire store saying, "Follow us on Facebook," you know, or the local fast food, or just whatever it is. Everybody's saying, "Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook." So it's pretty much connect to the world. And then again, everybody seems to have different types of social media with which they themselves are most comfortable. For example, my friend Kenya, who's going to be here soon, Kenya is great with Instagram. We were recently in Chicago for Book Expo America. And so it was Kenya Colbert and I and my client Sherry Meeks. And then while we're still talking about it, she's already gotten a frame around it, got some cute graphics on it, ID'd it, and put it up on Instagram. We don't even, I mean, we haven't even given any thought to it, but she's got it going on. I can't work Instagram to save my neck. However, I love to work with Pinterest, and I love to work with Twitter, and I've gotten a lot out of Twitter. And I think what I like most about Twitter is it's short. It's 140 characters. Nobody has time to go on and on and on. And so I like the quickness, how it kind of moves very swiftly. So tell me, what do you like? Do you prefer Twitter? I know people lately I've seen getting upset about political posts and opinions that are shared on Facebook and saying, and I'm sure you have too, people saying, okay, right now I'm going to cut my friend list. I'm going to be cutting people off if you're going to keep saying this or that about this candidate, that candidate, or this issue or that. Have you ever cut anybody off because of it? Have you ever just told somebody, that's it, no more, can't do it? Or just unfriended them and leaving them wondering what happened to you because of something that they said or an opinion that they held. I think I've done that once or twice, not a lot, because usually I try to stay pretty neutral, try to stay like, you know, Switzerland. And I think everyone's points, you know, should be heard or they have value, but I don't know. Anyway, I'll be looking for some folks tonight to call in. The number is 646-716-9922. And yeah, it's toll free in the continental U.S. Now, I'm going to play just because I want to wait to hear what you say before I venture any other opinions out there. I'm going to probably play some more music. But you know what? I will say this. When you have social media, as a publicist, I encourage my client, and that's an understatement, I encourage my clients to use social media. If they're promoting their books or their music or their business on social media, I tell them they need to use it. But there is a right and a wrong way to do that. First of all, it's you have to engage. It's social, the word social. You're going to talk to each other, share information. It's not a lecture. It's not somebody on the corner trying to hit everybody up walking by like a panhandler or the perfume spraying person in the mall. Well, they don't really have those anymore. I think people didn't care for that. But you have to be social. There's a couple. You can't just get on there all the time. And we all see it on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Somebody who's on there all the time, you know, buy my book, buy my book. Hey, read what great reviews this person gave my book. Buy my book. Buy my CD. Hey, read what this person said about my CD. Hey, come see me at this place. You know, nobody cares because it's all me, 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 me. Like the little child that can't get enough attention. Although, there have been a couple of authors that whose books I have bought because I followed them on Twitter. They followed me. And they entertained me so much. They engaged in conversation with me. If I commented to them, I'd comment. They engaged in a little light discussion. They were funny. They were witty. They were interesting. And then I thought, you know, these guys have never tried to sell me. Every now and then there'd be a mention of their book, but mostly they were just fun. And I bought a book from each of them, and I've bought more since. And the books are great because they engaged me first. They didn't try to just sell to me. So, you have to engage. You have to go on there and make time to treat people like you want to be treated yourself. If somebody's talking about, you know, something going on, I had a good day, whatever, say something like, oh, that's good. That's nice. Congratulate them. Ask them how they're doing. If there's somebody you follow, you know, what's up today? If somebody else has some good news, you know, retweet that. And they'll usually reciprocate for you. Now, I need to get a cup of tea, so I'm going to play another song. What kind of music do you want to hear? Do you want to hear some rock and roll? Do you want to hear some jazz? Maybe you want to hear my band. That's what you're trying to say. Here is Everybody's Got to Swing from my CD titled Everybody's Got to Swing.
Cut a rug.
Everybody's Got to Swing, and that was my Grammy-nominated song, Everybody's Got to Swing. And let's see. So we talk about social media, and there are some people who might say, well, I don't know how to get started, or maybe they think they want to use it for books, or I'm going to start with something for social media for, let's talk about it for musicians. Sometimes musicians, I don't know, I've had a band for many years. I'm married a musician. I've known musicians. And sometimes there are some who just, they're great at what they do and they're great on stage, but because they spent, maybe they spent so much time, you know, inside learning their craft, practicing, working out, writing songs, that they aren't always as comfortable on the one-on-one social scene as some people. Not all of that way, but some are. So, say you're a musician. This is a great way to meet people, to share your music, because when you think about it, you've got access to the entire world. I've met some fantastic people on social media who have been on my shows, and whom I've booked on other people's shows, who I've had as clients for my business, because we've met on social media. So, and the people I might never have met before. And so it's a great way. You might think of it as kind of a nuisance sometimes, but what an opportunity you have to share your music, to get to know people. It sort of levels the playing field. People used to be able to have to, you know, get together. Say we use the example musician, you know, get your music together, get your demo, and send it in, and just beg and hope and pray that somebody in the big building of the music business executives would hear it and tap you and bless you and give you a record deal so that you could go out and play your music while they made money off of it. But it's a little bit more level now. And people can share their own stuff. They don't always have to sit and wait for somebody. They can be proactive about it. And one of the smartest people I know about social media, who I was talking about earlier, is here, has just come into the studio with me, my dear friend Kenya Colbert. Hi, Kenya.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I feel welcome to be here today. I just feel so honored. Thank you. Well, how are you today?
Honey, I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderfully. I'm so happy you're here. So we're talking about social media and how people can use it in their business these days and how prevalent. Sometimes it might seem like a hassle or an aggravation to people. And earlier in the show, I was saying some people have something that just seemed to fit better for them. With me, Twitter. I'm just a Twitter queen. You can hand and Pinterest, but when it comes to something like Instagram, I was saying that on our trip last week, you could take a picture, have it framed, have graphics, have notes, have it up on Instagram while we're still, you know, we're still kind of like, oh, that's a cute picture. So, my hair's messed up in that one. So.
Just having fun with it. I absolutely love social media. I really do. I am still learning, like so many of us, how to use it to best benefit myself, but I enjoy it just for personal reasons as well. And I don't know, I just think that it's just, again, as you said, it's the new wave, it's what's happening now. It's definitely a way to stay in front of your potential audience, your potential customers. But it's also a way to build relationships, and that's why I love it. I mean, because it's sometimes it's hard to – it's like having a store and in expecting people to walk in and just buy something, or you can have a store and you can greet people when they come through the door, you know?
That's well
said. You know, when you walk in some places, you're like, hi, how are you? And Publix is good at that. Publix is, you know, places like that, they welcome you in, make you feel good to come in and hang out for a little while. I like social media for that reason as well.
Well, heck, you know, Publix, you go in there, they say hi, then you walk over to the area where they're cooking something, and they, you know, where they're cooking, here's a recipe. They give you a big plate of food, and then everything you want to make is in the little case right behind them, and then you go, they've always got stuff going on. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel friendly. Give you something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you were saying, like, last week when we were together, it's almost like every moment is a memory in the making. You just have to capitalize on it. There's just, it's amazing how we are able to peek into each other's lives and make that the news for the moment. It becomes the news. And that's the great thing about social media. You can take something simple and share it with so many people. And social media has become the new TV, you know. We pick up our phones and we hold them more than anything. We're always right there at it. I see the benefits of it, you know?
Yeah, and I was saying, too, especially if you're in the business, like just before you came on, I said, I always encourage and my clients to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't go at my encouragement, you know, then we sit down and have a little talk about it. You know, you've got to reach out to people. And about how reciprocity is important. You can't just sit there and sell your stuff, me. You've got to pay attention to other people as well, you know, and congratulate them when something good happens or make comments or just chat with other people. You've got to be involved. You've got to treat them the way you wish to be treated. But I said it was also kind of breaks things down. It used to be where, you know, you're a musician, when you get your little demo and you send it off and you just pray that the big music lords would, you know, reach down to you from their penthouse and give you a deal,
right,
or something. And it just,
yeah,
seems so far apart. Now, you know, because everybody's, you can go indie, or you can go however you want. You can make your own music. You can sell your own music on,
yes,
eBay, or, I mean, on, what is it, SoundCloud, iTunes, anything like that. You can sell your own stuff. You can,
yes,
be your own label. And you can be your own promotions. And that's one of the things I teach. You know, I have that webinar about DIY publicity for musicians and authors, because you can do so much yourself to reach out to people. How many people can,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
I mean, and you and I have been friends a long time. How many people have we met in the past couple of years around the world that have been guests on our shows? We've been guests on their,
yeah,
shows. We've worked together. We've met. We both gotten clients from social media, people that we've met that we would have never known otherwise.
Exactly. And for anyone that's listening, I promise you, if you are really trying to figure out how to promote yourself, Jennifer's DIY, that course that she's teaching, guys, take that. You will learn a lot. I promise you, you will, because Jennifer, she'll play it down, but I promise you, you will enjoy learning how to promote. She will teach you how to promote. She teaches me all the time. I told her the other day, she was listening to my show, and she said, can you, you know what, why don't you do this? That's okay. I was thinking it would be, and I'm sitting here scratching my head like, why didn't I think of that? And that's the great thing about that class. We need somebody. Sometimes we need an outside person to look in and help us see what we can't see because we're on the inside. That DIY class, that's it. Do it yourself. I promise you.
Yeah,
she'll teach you how to do that.
Thank you, Kenya. Thank you so much. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And you know as well as I do, because you were, you know, you, I ran a lot of ideas past you when I was putting this webinar together. And I call it Promote This, DIY Publicity for Authors, and there's also,
yeah,
Promote This, DIY Publicity for Musicians. They're separate. Because I hate to see, you know I do, you know I hate to see a good writer,
yeah,
a good book, good musician, or somebody with a good show that it's just really needs to be seen by people. It's good. It's quality. It's got substance. It's entertaining. And yet it just kind of slips beneath the waves without even a sound.
Yeah.
That's
sad. Yeah.
And it is sad. It just makes me so sad because there's so many things they could do. Well, nobody came. Nobody bought it.
Yeah.
I guess nobody liked it. It's like there are so many things people can do. You know, I had somebody, I remember once I had a particular client, a musician, and so I met someone on LinkedIn, you know, producer for a show, pitched them to him,
yes,
pitched them to them, they booked him on the show. I thought, well, great, now we got a, you know, a major TV show. It's on a big affiliate, network affiliate, so we ought to have a gig so they can do the show and say, and you can see this person at so-and-so today. And so then I got on,
yeah,
the phone. I need a place to go. Well, then somebody hollered up, hey, I got a place. They could do it here. And the next thing I knew, there were some other local businesses that, oh, yeah, and we'll come and bring some food. Yeah, we'll have a wine tasting. We'll,
wow,
we'll provide some wine.
Wow.
And I'm thinking this whole thing was set up. Yeah, you remember. The whole thing was just set up via social media. Hey, I'll bring some wine. I thought, I could not believe it. I thought, I don't know these people. They're in another state. But they,
yes,
all came together for this. All I did was just reach out on social media and say, hey, this is going on. Can anybody suggest, recommend, help me out? And they were there. And we pulled it together in about a day and a half. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to always happen that quickly, but that was pretty good. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you've got to be in the right place, and you actually have to stay active with that. And it's funny to me because you're absolutely right when you say that. You have to actually start thinking, because when you were talking, I was thinking to myself, actually thinking outside of the box. You really do have,
mm-hmm,
to think outside of the box, and everything is an opportunity. Even those times that we think mean nothing, somebody's,
mm-hmm,
always watching. So somebody's mm-hmm. always listening. You never know who it is.
Yeah, and like we said,
food. Somebody said,
and how
this.
Many?
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about just. I'm talking about restaurants. We're bringing in foods. Like, well, we'll offer, you know, some wine. We'll offer a tray of wings. You know, something like that.
Yes.
And it's just everybody came together,
yes.
And I just thought, you can't get any luckier than that. I mean, it's like Cinderella. You know, it's like my fairy godmother came through or something. But
yes.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And as I said, too, think of how many wonderful people we've met around the world. I mean, we've got musicians.
Yes.
Okay, Joe Symes from The Loving Kind, those rock and rollers in Liverpool.
I love
that
those
we
guys.
Adore. We love them.
We, yes,
you
we
and
do.
I, little gals here in Atlanta, Georgia, how would we have met those guys? And yet we know them so well. We know, you know, Colin White, the drummer.
You.
But they've been on your show. And
they have.
You know,
they
we
have.
Keep up with them, and they're you know, they've been opening for some of, I think Liam Gallagher's High Flying Birds, or is it Noel Gallagher? Those
wow.
those Gallagher, those Oasis boys, I never can tell them apart. But they but these guys are in some pretty, you know, hot places, and they perform on the BBC,
yeah.
And they're our buddies, you know, they're our friends, and we've get to engage with them all the time through our in our podcast and so on. So the thing is, there is a lot that can be done. There's also a lot that can be learned on social media. But right now, I've got to tell you, too, anybody that's listening, if you listen to me or you listen to Kenya's show, which we're going to talk about in a minute, you know, please go on here and click the follow button if you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio page. Or
yes.
You can go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast and follow us. And the more people follow us, the more we can have, you know, continue great shows for you, get great guests. We love your suggestions. We love your comments. And
yes, we
it helps
do.
Us to get wonderful sponsors like the ones, like one I'm about to play right now. This is a new sponsor for Madame Perry Salon. And
okay.
This is something good. Listen up.
Clean energy is something everyone is talking about, and you want to get in on it, but you're not exactly sure how. I want to tell you about Viridian. Viridian is power with a purpose. Viridian offers green electricity, natural gas, and solar power in 18 U.S. states and Australia. Viridian is looking for ambitious, business-minded individuals like you who want to capitalize on their part-time, recession-proof business model. You can earn unlimited bonuses and monthly passive residual income, all while making the planet a better place to live for everyone. The solutions are right in front of us, and Viridian can make it happen. Come join the Viridian team. For more information, email Jordan at cleanpowerup@aol.com. Again, email Jordan at cleanpowerup@aol.com or visit Viridian, V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N, Viridian.com/cleanpowerup. Choose green energy and watch your earnings grow. Again, email Jordan at cleanpowerup@aol.com for more information.
All right. So I hope you wrote that down, but just in case, it's Jordan at cleanpowerup@aol.com. That's a great deal. And you know, Kenya, yeah. And that's something I think we're all interested in. It's a way to clean power, but also to for people who need a side gig, who need a job. That's good as well. And I've got a couple of other good sponsors tonight. One is, and this was a new sponsor last week, millerscorral.com. It's MillersCorral.com. Miller's Corral is owned by Larry Miller. And what he wants to do is help business owners. He says, and this is what he tells you on his site. He says at millerscorral.com, it says, owning your own business can be scary, as there are so many roles to play. We know about that. With that in mind,
yes,
you have a great framework for prosperity, if nothing else, to find a real recipe for success. MillersCorral.com can help you solve that. They can help you get your domains. There's all kind of wonderful business information on their site. And some free stuff, too, they offer. But I'm not going to tell you what the free stuff is. You have to get on there and find out. And, of course, you know, we were talking about girls traveling. And
yes,
being out on the town in Chicago, the sponsor, Crystal Duke, I love her. She is one of the presenters of a company called Unique, and that's spelled Y-O-U-N-I-Q. Q-U-E, unique.com. And you can find the website, uniqueproducts.com. Look for Crystal Duke. And I've also got the link to it on the Madame Perry Salon page. But she calls it Real Girl Makeup. It's gorgeous. She's got fantastic products, excellent prices, and they give you, she tells you how to use them. They've always got a little something like learn more. Find out more about this. They'll tell you how to do stuff, different types of looks. I tell you what I want. I want the Moodstruck 3D lashes. 3D fiber
Ooh.
Lashes. I got to have that, Kenya. You
Ooh.
Know. I got to have some lashes. And they
I
have products.
That.
Eyes, lips, face, skin, and body. Wonderful tools, wonderful sets so things go together. You know, sometimes it's hard to find, you know, if you're trying
yes.
to keep up with looks and then think about your skin and your own personal look. What do I get? What tools, what brush do I use? And my friend Crystal
right.
Duke there, she will show you all about it. You can, go onto her site. She's got all kinds of stuff, but these 3D fiber lashes, I'm telling you, that's really getting me. But, yeah, she has for the sculpting trio, just read all the details on the sculpting trio story page and get the new contour brush free with the purchase of the sculpting trio. So get on there and find out.
I like free.
She's got little goodies and friends in there for you. She has support, so you can, or you can have an online party or something. But, yeah, you can put a question in there, too. It says ask a question here. For example, how do I attach an order to a party? So you can always put in a question there, too, or you can have virtual parties. Or she can even tell you how to work for them, too. So that's pretty cool. And, again, Crystal Duke is on my Madame Perry Salon Facebook page. So, Kenya, let's get back to social media. Now, I have some things. I was telling some things earlier, and because now you are a life coach, and talk about relationships, and your show is relationships, everything relationships. You know, we talk to people,
mm-hmm.
and you're also a professional life coach. And I want you to tell me how many of these things, I'm going to read something, some secrets of social media for musicians, and tell me how many of these things you think apply to relationships in general. This one says, the first thing is listen. It is social, and socializing is by nature a two-way exchange. Try holding a conversation with someone with your ears plugged. Okay, that's how I think some people do when they just kind of like everything is me, 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 by me, see me, my stuff. Yeah, they're having a conversation with their ears plugged. But it has to be a two-way exchange.
And that's number one. That's the first one that you were talking about. That's all the same.
Yeah.
And I'm asking the question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And another one here is be genuine.
Yeah.
You know,
both of those are definitely for relationships. You need these in any relationship. Is that the question? I'm sorry, maybe I missed what you were asking.
Yeah, because I'm saying, you know, you do build a relationship. Now, that might not be, and there's also a thing about don't overinvest yourself in every social media platform. There's only so much you can give to that, and then you're not out there seeing, you know, people in real life. But
right,
I always think of you, and I always, when I listen to your show, and you help people work through relationship problems, or even if it's just a little stumbling block or a little speed bump in the road or something they're trying to get through, and, you know, how you break it down. Don't you think is this very similar to some of the things that you teach people about you have to listen to each other? It's a two-way street.
It definitely is so similar. It's exactly the same thing. That's how similar it is, because regardless of who you're talking to, whether it's your family or your Facebook friends, respect is respect. And a relationship is anyone that you speak to more than once. So we build relationships through our interactions with people. So even our Facebook friends, but you see, we have friends in there. That's a relationship. Anybody that you're connecting with, you're talking to, whether it's work, that is a relationship. And the way that you build these relationships and make them stronger It is by listening to each other. It is by respecting the other person's opinion. And it is by being open-minded, as you said. And what was that third one that you said, the last one?
What was the last one? Kenya, you know how my brain works.
No, I'm sorry. I was so set on saying that first part that I forgot. I knew you gave me a couple of instances, a couple of things that you were asking. So was this that? Is that that? I did get the listening part. We do have to listen to each other. And what were the other things that you mentioned?
Well, it has to be a two-way street. You can't get over-invested in it in any one time.
Over-invested. That's what I was looking for. That's the funny part. You shouldn't be over-invested in any of your relationships. It's everything is a give and take. What you give, you know, you give enough, and then someone else has to give as well. So when we give too much, we find ourselves overdoing it, and then you open the door for yourself to be taken advantage of. So you give and you give, but in relationships, it's all about, you know, give and take. And you want to build your relationships on that. You don't just want to be a giver and you just don't want to be a taker. Connect yourself with people who give as much as they take and you give as much as you take. So even with social media, I mean, people, there was this thing that started as soon as social media, as soon as Facebook and Instagram and some of the bigger ones first got hot, was there was this little unknown, unspoken thing that happened. It's like, I only like when you like mine. You like what I like, I'll like what you like. You know, give and take. I'm not going to like all of your pictures if you don't like any of mine. I'm not going to give you everything and you give me nothing. And that's how social media is. Even, I don't care how big you are, people are looking for something in return. We all are. And that's how we build our relationships. Even if it's the person at the store, when you walk up to them, they say hi, they expect you to say hi back. And you only say hi to people, you know, with that expectancy for them to respond. So, again, yeah, there's always this give and take. And in building relationships, you just have to have your mind set that I can't be a taker and I can't just be a giver, because if I'm giving to people who are never giving me anything back, that's not a two-way street. We're not building a relationship. I'm just giving.
Yeah. And then, too, you also remember sometimes you just need to lighten up. You know, because like I said, there were a couple of authors. I'm going to give their names. One of them is Troy Blackford, and the other is Derek Hudson. And these are great authors of their books. But the thing is, we were engaging on Twitter for a long time, and I saw that they were authors, but they never came up with how so many of the authors do with buy my book, get my book, you can get my book now. Look what somebody else said about my book. Hey, guess who bought my book? You know, it never was that every now and then they'd mention it. But they were so much, instead they were just fun to engage with. They were funny guys. And so I went ahead and thought, these guys are so much fun. They don't try to push it. I'll buy a book. I bought a book by each of them. And another. They're great writers. They really are.
Wow.
And so I thought, you know, I would have probably never paid the attention if they had been just so engaging at first and fun to talk to. And then again, sometimes you can get out there, you know, never underestimate the power of a picture of a cute dog or something. You know, some people would just and it can draw people in to make conversations, and they go, oh, I used to have a dog like that, oh, that reminds me of my dog, oh, this or that or whatever, you know. Or even a little kid playing I don't know, you've got an 8-year-old kid playing, you know, a little girl playing Metallica on the drums or something. You know, people get caught, they go, stuff like that that draws people and then draws up to a conversation about that, music or whatever.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just, it's like some parties, you don't always get into any kind of a deep philosophical discussion, but just you have lighthearted chatter that helps you get to know people.
And too, I think that, it's an extension of who you are, because this is that people don't know you. People really don't, on social media, we really don't know each other. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity for you to, again, introduce who you are and make yourself, and you said that magic word, engaging. I love that word when you said it. I'm like, ooh, I've got to keep that word. It was perfect.
Yeah, you have to engage people.
You have to be engaging.
Yeah, true. And, you know, I ghost tweet. I call it ghost tweeting. I have clients for whom I handle their Twitter accounts, and sometimes I handle the whole thing, or sometimes I do about 80% of their tweeting. And, of course, when I do that, I have to know, you know, I know what their message is. I know what their audience is, who their audience is that they're trying to reach. And I also have to make sure I do it in their voice, or something that would sound like it came from them, if someone knew them.
Gotcha, yes.
And one of the first things I do with a new client is, once I start seeing, you know, who they are, who their audience is, who they really need to, with whom they need to connect, I'll do something like get involved. There's a show at midnight or midnight, and they have these contests every night, and they'll have a hashtag, and it could be something like, you know, dog band names, or ruin a rap song, or ruin a nursery rhyme. And you have to write up a little thing where you make up some song or a nursery rhyme or a movie title, and or make a movie about food, something simple. But they do it every night.
Yes.
And so I'll pick a few and do it in something that maybe that character, or that character, that client is for their side. And the thing is, I tell them, too, because you're having fun. You're getting in there. You're getting the thing. People are doing it. They're having a good time. They're retweeting each other. And people, and each client always gets more people that will follow them on Twitter.
Yes,
just because they think,
that.
Oh, this person's fun. This person's funny. And like I told one client, I said, I did stuff like that and then making comments and congratulations on other people's things for 2 weeks before I ever started pushing his business. I said, because you want to come in as a friend. Have a good time. Talk. You know, make them laugh. Enjoy. Have nice conversations. Have a few laughs together. Get to know each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, then let them know. And when I told him, he goes, oh, okay. He says, I like that. I like the way you did the soft pedaling in there. You know, it's something
right.
You got to engage with people first.
And to, you definitely have to engage. And you want to. I think it says a lot about people when you might, people might see your position as an author or a singer or a radio host, whatever it is you're doing. And, you know, this is that time in life where everybody's got a title, everybody's doing something, but you may, you know, everything is like, oh my gosh, she does this, he does this, and this, you know, you are not a person, you are what you do. And it's good to show people the human side of you. It's good to show them that regardless of who you think I am, I'm actually just a real person just like you. And I might write a book, but I'm just a regular old person with a regular family, and I go to work every day just like you. My job might be a little different from yours, but I'm just like you. And I think when you can relate to people, they can relate to you, and they want to share your space because you made your space inviting.
Mm-hmm,
if you make it like you're just trying to make a buck off of them, or you're just trying to take, you know, I just need you to come and buy this. I just need you, and that's all you talk about is selling. That's just a walking advertisement. I don't want to. That's just an infomercial every day. Can you imagine that? Every day you just stuck on the same channel, and all you have is infomercials all day long. Somebody turn off the TV, please.
Like, make it go away. Well, you know, Kenya, I'm so glad you shared this with me and you came on here. I don't know what happened to our friend Hagatha Crispy, but I suspect she's on Central Time and not Eastern Time. Well, I know that's where she lives, but I think that she's probably going to call as soon as we're gone, and we'll just tell her that we love her and we'll have her back again. But before we go, before we go, I would like, if you would, for you to tell us about your podcast this Friday night, Everything Relationships, Kenya Colbert. Tell us about the show, how people can find it, and what they'll be talking about, and what to expect if they're first-time listeners.
Okay, guys, so I am your host. I am Kenya Colbert, and my show is Everything Relationships, because I realized a long, long time ago that everything that we do, everywhere that we go, it's all around relationships. Everything that we do really is all about relationships. So my show is Everything Relationships. And because I am a life coach, I take a look at life from that, from the perspective of a coach, of helping you and myself and everyone else find an easier way to manage and deal and enjoy life. So life is filled with all of these heavy, crazy things. And on my show, we break them down. We talk about them. We take the big things and we break them down into bite-sized pieces so that we can digest them, so that we can enjoy life a little bit better and make them not so heavy. So tune in Friday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We are in the Eastern time, the same as Jennifer here. And you will enjoy it. We have a lot of fun. We talk about relationships, marriage, divorce, dating, all that good stuff. We talk about family and friends, how to build stronger relationships. That's what I do. I help you and as many people, including myself, to not only have these relationships, but to keep them strong, build them stronger every day. And we learn from each other on the show. Jennifer, she's a guest sometimes on the show, and she comes in and does the same thing that I'm doing here. And if you guys enjoy her here, you will see another side of her on my show. She is funny. She lets her hair down on my show.
Because we are silly on this. Your co-host was the first person to say something, to identify that.
Yeah, my co-host said that there's two different Jennifers. So, yeah, we get that fun, crazy side, the funny. She is hilarious, guys. You've got to tune in and catch the other side of her. But definitely, we would love to have you to just tune in. I'm Everything Relationships. I'm Kenya, K-I-N-I-A-C-O-L-B-E-R-T. And you can find me, tune in. I would love to have you. And, hey, call in because I want to talk to you. Call me with a question. That's what I'm looking for this week. I'm looking for questions this week. But this week we're talking about what's trending and definitely our relationships, the issues that are kind of plaguing our relationships. We're going to have a quick fun game on that. But also we're talking about proximity. I am dealing with this whole thing about how proximity is power. And you have to put yourself in the right place to achieve the things that you want. So it's okay to say that you want them, but until you're in the right place to receive it, you kind of miss it. So we're going to talk about how to make sure that you're in the right place at the right time to receive all things that you want. There you go.
All right. I like it. I like it. I like it. So, yeah, join me. I will be there. And, yes, they do talk about people do get real. People do talk about, you know, the, there's usually a topic, and sometimes the discussion goes in a different direction slightly. It takes a little turn here and there, depending on what people are sharing. And yet it's not an oversharing thing. It won't be kind of like, oh, I don't need to know about that. But it is real. It is real. And I call it, and I guess this is why it's on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, is because it's a grown-up show, right?
It's a grown-up show. It is. We talk about all grown-up things. Yeah.
It's a show for adults. And who is your handsome co-host?
My handsome co-host is Keith Harper. You guys, he starts off real quiet and slow, like, hi, yeah, I'm Keith. And before long, he's like, ah, blah, 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 blah. So you will love him.
He is delightful. And by the way, we just had a message on Facebook from Hagatha Crispy. She says, oh, damn, girl, I had a glitch in my computer and didn't get the digits until now. Mm-hmm. I am a loser. I hope you can forgive me. I'm so sorry. I said, we love you. It's okay. Instead of
we love you.
Little dog with a heart. And, yes, we love our things happen. Things happen.
Things happen. Yeah, we'll see next time, though,
you.
Agatha.
Yeah, we next love you, Agatha. It's all perfectly fine. And it'll happen again. So listen to my friend. Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions about my my Promote This DIY Publicity for Authors or Musicians, there's a link to it, as well as my website right here on the page on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to Lone Wolf Communications, LLC, on Facebook. And I just want to say, too, you can also find Kenya, K-I-N-I-A, Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T, on Facebook, Everything Relationships is a Show. Why don't you join me there this Friday night? And, yeah, join. Don't you want to just sit around with some grown-ups for a change and have a discussion? Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah. Positive discussions, guys. We keep it positive on this show. So even if you bring it negative, I will spin it and show you a positive spin on that thing. So there you go.
Oh,
Jennifer, thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much. And you know what? Since we mentioned our friends, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, the band in Liverpool, I think we'll just go on out with them right now. Okay? Thanks again for being here at Madame Perry Salon with Kenya Colbert.
Yeah, guys. See you Friday night. Hi, Joe. Hi, Colin. Bye.
They're putting the record on now.
I hear the record.